Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only yet. Well, I've heard no update whatsoever. I know some people are texting me. They got rained out.
My son's baseball game just got rained out
today.
So guess what?
So we might just be getting at least a great lunch out of this.
Might be doing it. I'm if they want golf balls all over their golf course, go ahead and make Carpath only. Because I ain't walking over there to get them. I am a terrible golfer, and I can't do it. It won't happen. I want to play this clip again. Here's Nick yesterday saying that the Browns are trying to humble Shador.
Whether you like Shador or don't like Shador, and again, I'm Switzerland. I'm just Switzerland. I want him to succeed because he's on the Browns. I think he's an interesting guy. I think it's cool, the social media following he has. I've given in on that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that I like about him, and there's some things I could take or leave on him. This push of, guys, it's all in service of we're trying to humble Shador. We're trying to build his path to the job to some Herculean effort. And it is in service of tamping down narratives and tamping down excitement. And it is the antithetical. It's the opposition to winning.
Oh, you think it's to tamp down excitement?
When I say excitement, I mean hype.
Okay. So he says that. That's good. All right. By the way, I'll give Nick credit. He's trying to open up his mind. He was very anti-Shador. He's trying to open up his mind. I'll give him credit. You can flip-flop for the good of your favorite football team. I do not mind. I hate how people say people can't be fans on the radio. Even when I was on Infinity, I don't care. I was going to be you knew where I was from and who I was going to be a fan of. You can open up your mind and say, "Hey, I hope that he does well, even though I might not think he does well." That's fair. I don't think that they're trying to humble him. Humbling him, that might have been opening up the cameras on the first day of open OTAs and letting him take all those team reps. And if he struggled at all, fine, let it happen. That's a humbling experience. Throwing him into the fire is a humbling experience. You have to, he's still an investment. I know he's a fifth round guy, so the investment isn't as much, but he's still an investment. And then we also know that this is a guy who's been through, and I brought this up to you, remember a few weeks ago, he's been a guy who's gone through a lot here over the last few months. He went from, I'm not talking about anything else other than, he was supposed to go to some people top 10, top 5 even. Falls out of the first round, out of day 2, gets taken day 3. So there's plenty of people who are questioning his ability. If you were to put him out there and he just sucks up the room because you want to send him a message and humble him, well, you're not going to have a chance of return on investment. And then, by the way, everything that's been said about you as an organization is probably going to be said about you because he does have a massive fan base. So if anything, they tried to protect him. Because there's definitely people who doubt whether or not they doubt that Shador Sanders can be a great quarterback in this league. They doubt that he can be a starting quarterback quality in this league. Here's Nick saying that the Browns are trying to stifle the Shador hype. Now, I might agree with this, but I want to hear it. This is the first time I've heard this. Go ahead.
They told anyone who would listen what Shador needs to work on, and it wasn't the pre-draft stuff. It was just like football stuff. But I think it's part of this continued attempt to stifle the Shador hype. Because there are a lot of fans out there, and this organization spends incredible amounts of time trying to control narratives. I think part of it is in an effort to keep Shador humble, which, once again, is not your job. The second you brought him in, it is to bring him along. It is to make sure he's doing the things he needs to. But it's not your job to humble a kid. If they're doing that here, I'm going to assume they're doing that externally. But this narrative that Shador is not NFL ready is new. That it's not what the narrative was coming out. That is moving the goalpost.
No, I disagree. I don't think that they're trying to humble him at all. The stifling part of the Shador hype, I think they're doing their best not to fan the flames. Social media, social media, guys. They got to get their clicks. So their social media crew is going to show Shador. That's fish in a barrel. Go right on ahead and do that. But Kevin Stefanski and that coaching staff does not care at all about the social media of the Cleveland Browns. So that does not matter. But I think that they are trying to do their best to incubate him and to make him the very best quarterback they possibly can, because there might be a higher ceiling than some of the other guys they have in camp right now. One's because he's too old. The other one's because not a lot of people have a lot of faith in him. The other one, yeah, he is not the biggest quarterback in the world, but I hear he's very smart. He already knows the offense, so he might have that chance. We'll see.
Nick mentioned the narrative thing of this as if there weren't two distinct different narratives for Shador in pre-draft, pre-combine, post-combine. Because isn't that what kind of Albert Breer was the first one, and then everybody followed suit? Before the combine, it was not only is Shador a first-round pick with all the attributes of a first-round selection, he's number two overall. Like, that was before the combine. After the combine, when everybody kind of got together and started getting, you know, having drinks and having cocktails and starting to maybe tell the real truth. Then coming out of the combine, it was like, I don't know anybody who has a first round grade on him. Well, which one ended up being more accurate? It's probably that. So,
hey, I mean, I hate to admit it, but yeah.
So I don't know if I agree with Nick that that narrative was always the same, that Shador would be able to come in and play immediately. I think after the combine, it was pretty clear that wasn't the actual talking point.
I gotta tell you, I think so far the Browns have handled this well.
Yeah, I do too.
That, you do too? Because I know me saying totally that is not going to break a lot of news. But
now again, I didn't like that they took a third and a fifth quarterback. I think that made it a jumbled mess.
Oh, I agree with you there.
Considered either a rebuild year or whatever you want to call it.
I don't know if I see your point. I don't think I agree with you, but I see your point on it. I think that they can do that. But I think that they've handled this about as well as a franchise can so far, from what I know from the inside that I can share and can't share. I think they've handled this a lot better than I thought they would so far, to be frank with you. Yeah, but we haven't even got to camp yet. But as far as Shador's concerned, yeah, this is, depending on how people feel, it might be a minor setback with the whole speeding thing, but I think that the organization has handled this pretty well. Are we Carpath only today yet? Do we know? I'm getting reports of it pouring in Strongsville.
Yeah, I'm getting nervous. I'm getting a little nervous. I just want to hit some balls, Kenny. That's all. This is me out of retirement. I mean, I haven't done this in a long time, so bear with me.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This summer sucks.
Is this the summer of suck?
This is the summer of suck. It's either too hot.
Four straight weekends of rain.
Too rainy. Four straight weekends of rain. This is the summer of suck. I'm sorry, guys.
Maybe the Guardians are there to pick us up.
Boy, I hope so.
Two wins in San Francisco. keep the good times rolling tonight. Tough pitching matchup. I mean, who's the guy they're going up against, Meredith?
He's this afternoon, by the way.
This afternoon. Yeah. Good. Good catch.
Thank you. This might be the summer of suck. Raymond and Talmadge, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
You know, Anthony, you said something just a minute ago that kind of spurred something I was obviously thinking about is, yeah, so nobody who actually gets paid that I heard of, and I'm talking about GMs or top scouts or whatever, said Sanders was a first-round pick. It was always the guys who were going to lose their job didn't say he was going to be a first-round pick. It's just been media. It's been Kiper. It's been Brewer. It's all those guys. Those guys don't get paid for it.
Well, so, they do, and they do. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I get it, Raymond.
But my point being, guys, is I understand, but nobody, those guys don't lose their job if they're wrong, because they're wrong all the time. So the narrative is that the media thought he was going to be a first-round pick, but the media doesn't make the pick.
Don't answer for it. Yeah. No, you're right.
And that's my point.
Yeah.
Actually, what I called about is I wondered, I did not figure this out. How the hell did he take 94 sacks in 2 years? And his offensive line was bad, but it wasn't historically worse.
I know the answer to that.
That's an easy answer, Raymond.
Thank you for the call.
I'll answer
right now. They had no running game on purpose. He holds onto the ball way too long. His offensive line was bad.
He didn't trust him, so he had to take off, sometimes backwards. Got to coach that out of him
a little bit. Took a lot of sacks. And when you have a bunch of guys who are, if you are always in coverage, and he's not, he can move, but he's not Lamar Jackson out there, for crying out loud. Like, yeah, they're going to drop back into coverage. It's going to take a minute for guys to get open.
You know,
and if your offensive line sucks, you're going to get sacked.
I'll just blame Pat Shermer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.